Previously on Bates Motel.
Look, I know that you have spent your life taking care of other people. Now I am going to take care of you, Norma Bates.
Look, I really like your mom. She's a good woman. I care for her.
This is all Dylan's fault.
Don't blame him, Mom. He's just worried about me.
No, he's just trying to turn you against me.
No one could do that.
These girls were brought here from China. Then guys came to the motel to try them out.
So you know the girl from the manga book, right?
Of course.
Help me. I found her. She was being held prisoner in Shelby's basement. I think he was running some kind of Asian sex slave business with Keith Summers.
Sometimes you hear and see things that aren't there.
It's not true.
It's true.
This is the girl. The girl I told you about. The girl from the basement. Tell her. Tell her you were locked in that cop's basement.
This is not the man, right?
He's the man.
Mom? Mom, are you okay? Mother? Seen her like this?
Maybe she just needs to calm down a little.
She's pretty calm.
Yeah, I think we should get her some water.
Well, maybe she just needs to absorb the information for a minute.
You can't imagine what a shock. I mean, a guy you were really into turning out to be a monster like that.
It's horrible. She's been through so much already.
Wait, where'd she go?
Oh, hell.
Mom! Mom, stop it!
Hands off the wheel, Norman!
Mom! Mom! Stop! Stop the car! Don't do this, Mom! This isn't the way to handle
it! Son of a bitch!
Stop the car!
Damn!
Take your foot off the gas! You're gonna kill us!
I don't care!
The car!
Shit. Stop it! Mom! Stop!
Don't do this, Mom! This isn't a way to handle it!
Stop! I gotta talk to him! I have to talk to him!
You're not gonna just talk to him, Mom, let's be honest.
I don't know what I'm gonna do, but he can't get away with it.
He's not going to.
Everybody always gets away with everything.
He's not going to.
It's not fair.
I promise you, Mother, we will get him. He's a bad guy, and we will get him. We just have to do it the right way.
We will. You're right.
Okay.
Now go find the damn keys.
What is it, Dylan?
Something happened. I need to talk to you.
Ethan was bleeding like hell. It was a real mess. So I dragged him into the passenger seat and he got behind a wheel. And I drove him to the hospital. I had to leave him there because the cops showed up. He was already gone. I'm sorry.
That's a loss. Would you recognize this son of a bitch?
Oh. He's dead. I ran over him.
You killed him?
I happened to see him as I drove back from the hospital. And I chased him down an alley in Ethan's truck. And I smacked him with it. I know that I should have talked to you first. And I hope that I didn't screw anything up for you or get anyone pissed off at us. I don't know. I don't know how all the politics work and everything. It's just, I just knew that piece of shit killed Ethan.
You stepped up. You handled things in the moment. That's good work. That means something to me.
Thanks.
Where's Ethan's truck?
I have it. It's covered in blood.
I'm going to explain to you how you're going to dump it. There's a gap in the fence about 3 miles up the mountain road. You're going to drive it through there and into the woods. No one's going to look for a truck up there. You make sure the tank's full. You cover the truck in gasoline inside and out. You're going to burn away all the DNA evidence. Then you put a rag in the tank. You light a match and you get the hell out of the way.
As soon as you're done admiring your handiwork, we can get the hell out of here. Gil sent me to pick you up. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Let's just go.
So, we're gonna be working together?
Yeah. Name's Remo.
So, Remo, how long you been working for Gil?
A lot longer than you. 23 years.
That's a long time, man. You must know everything.
Look, spare me the crap, all right? I don't need it. Let's just say it out loud. I'm a lot older than you.
Okay. You're older than me.
A seasoned professional.
Yeah. No, you're totally seasoned.
Don't mock me, boy.
I'm not mocking you. What? Why do you think I'm mocking you?
How old are you anyway? 12?
I'm 21.
21. Are they friggin' one? Unbelievable.
I'm pretty good at this, okay? I helped Ethan a lot. I pick stuff up fast. You're not gonna be sorry that I'm working for you.
You're not working for me, dickhead. I'm working for you.
Completely asleep. I couldn't wake her. It's okay. She needs to sleep right now, poor thing.
She has to go to the police with us.
whether she wants to or not. I mean, I feel bad saying that. I want to respect what she's been through, that she just wants it all to end, but she has to participate. No one will believe us that there was an Asian sex slave ring without her.
Regardless, we can't go now. I mean, she's not even awake.
Later, then.
I mean, she's been through a lot. You know, we have to give her some time to recover.
We can't. That guy is going to realize she's gone, and then what? He's totally dangerous. He needs to be locked up. You know, I say we call the FBI right this second.
We're not going to do that, Emma.
But don't we have to move quickly?
Yes, and we will, honey, we will. Just not right now. You know, I think Norman's absolutely right. Let cooler heads prevail. You know, we've been through a lot, all of us. We're all exhausted, especially that poor girl. I don't want to traumatize her further. I'll let her sleep today. I'll go down later and I'll make a case to her as to why it's the right thing to do to talk to the police. Okay? But later, Emma. Later. Okay.
You're okay to drive, right? Should I call your mom and tell her that you're leaving now?
Sure, if you can find her. Actually, I haven't heard from my mom in 8 years.
I'm sorry, Emma. I didn't know that.
I guess taking care of a kid with CF isn't the good time it's cracked up to be. But I have my dad.
I'm sorry. You deserve better. You deserve so much better.
Very brave.
Had I been lucky enough to have a daughter, I would have wanted her to be exactly like you.
I just want to do the right thing. I just want to get you out to go to the police.
I know, honey, and I will. I promise. Tomorrow. Yeah? Tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
That was really good, how you were with her.
There's no way in hell we're going to the police tomorrow. Or any day, till we get that belt.
Mom, don't do this. He's dangerous.
I have to get back in that house. You know, I'll wait till he's asleep and then I'll find it.
I already looked there.
Well, it's gotta be there. It's gotta be somewhere.
Well, let me go with you. You can sneak me in when he's asleep. I'll help you.
I'm so sorry I didn't believe you when you told me about the girl. I should have trusted you. You mean more to me than anyone in the world.
Is there something wrong with me?
No, honey, no. I just said that. I didn't believe you, and I had to give you a reason in the moment. So there's nothing wrong with you.
Do you promise?
Stop being so dramatic. We have to focus on getting that belt back.
The one that Shelby has?
Girl in the basement I told you about? We found her. He'd moved her, had her hidden on a boat.
She's in the motel.
Does Shelby know she's missing?
No way of knowing. But Emma's hell-bent on taking her to the cops in the morning.
If you turn him in, then he's going to turn in Norma. Where's this boat?
Down in the harbor. It belonged to Keith Summers.
And that's where Shelby was hiding her? Take me to the boat. Don't go anywhere, don't talk to anybody, and then don't do anything until we get back.
We're gonna get that belt.
And you can wipe that lipstick off.
I put down first and last month on a place today. Beach bungalow. It's freaking awesome.
So you're really gonna do it? You're really gonna move out?
I already got the keys, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. And so are you. Ocean views, 2 bedrooms. Got plenty of money coming in, you know.
No crazy people allowed. Just live life the way it's meant to be lived, you know? Just peaceful and easy. Normal.
But what about Mom?
You gotta let her go. She's just gonna bring you down with her.
Turn here. Boat's down there. This is it. There's a room downstairs. Let's go.
Norman, how do you think your father died?
You know, this huge shelf in the garage fell over on him.
You really believe that?
Yeah. Why?
Pretty freak accident. Hey, you see a screwdriver anywhere?
There's some tools over here.
I think she killed him, if you ask me.
Oh, she wouldn't do that.
You can't see her, okay? You're too close. She hated him. She was miserable.
No, it wasn't her fault. He was impossible.
I think she killed him, took the insurance money, and got the hell out of there.
He was my dad. She wouldn't have killed my own dad. He was just unhappy. He didn't know how to deal with anything. It wasn't his fault.
You can't keep making excuses for people all the time. It is their fault, okay? They shouldn't act the way they do. He was a bastard, and she's insane. Dangerous, even. You need to see that. Stick with me, kid.
We were supposed to be playing it safe.
Not tonight. I need you so bad.
Oh, God, you know what? I think the boys are going to be... I can't be making out on my front porch.
That's fine. We'll go down to the motel. Come on. I'm starting to love that stupid motel.
Yeah.
What?
What?
What's wrong? Is something happening?
No, nothing happened. Why?
I don't know. Come on. Come on, baby. You're not gonna tell me what happened.
No. Okay.
Yeah, no. Let's go.
Okay.
What if it washes up, like the hand?
It's not a hand. Okay, it's not decomposing or gonna get bit off by a fish. All right, I promise no one's ever gonna see this thing again. There. Now she's safe.
Thanks.
My pleasure. All right, now let's go home and pack up your stuff.
I'm sorry. Can we start again? This is 50 years old, Zach. It's probably some weird plumbing thing.
No. No, there's somebody here.
You know, I forgot. One of the painters, he drove up from Sacramento, and I told him that he could stay over.
Why are you lying to me?
I'm not lying, I just forgot.
We found the belt, Norma. We ditched it in the harbor. You're home free. Norman and I are gonna go up to the house and pack up his stuff. He's leaving with me tonight. He's not living with you anymore.
Well, I mean, we'll talk about it later.
Shelby's here. He found the girl in the motel room. And she ran off into the woods. He's there right now chasing after her. Norman, is what he just said true?
We need to get the hell out of here.
Is what he just said true?
Yeah, I mean, if Shelby's here, don't we need to do something?
Answer me. Why would you do that, Norman?
We need to go, okay? Norman, come on, let's get in the truck. Let's go.
Come on, let's get in the truck. I'm not gonna get in the truck. I don't care if Shelby comes back and kills me. Why would you do that?
Please, Mother.
Norman, why? Why?
Did you kill my father?
No, honey. I didn't.
Let's get in the truck now. We can talk about this later.
Jeff.
Both of you. We need to go. Norma, come on.
That's not gonna happen. I know who you work for. Why don't you take your gun out right now? Two fingers on the handle. Nice and slow. Step up and set that on the ground. Alright, everybody take a step back. Alright. Now we're gonna take a little walk up to the house. Have a little chat. Let's go. Let's go! What are we gonna do here? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? God, I cannot believe that this is happening.
Zach, it's okay. No one's gonna say anything.
Stop. Just shut up. This is all your fault. I loved your mother, and I would have taken care of her and you for the rest of my life. Everything would have been fine, but no, you had to go and stick your little nose in places that it doesn't belong. Let me tell you something. That is not how things work around here. Do you hear me? That is how you get into trouble. Guess what? Now you've gotten in trouble.
Zach, stop. Zach, what are you doing?
This is a nightmare, what you're making me do here, Norma.
Zach, no one's making you do anything. No one's gonna say a word, I promise. Right? Isn't that right? Tell him. Dylan, tell him.
She's right, man. We're cool, man.
God, you're just a liar. Oh. I loved you!
Then why are you doing this? Nothing's changed.
No, everything has changed, Norma. Everything. You lied to me.
I didn't lie to you. I didn't. It was my fault. I had no idea that girl was coming.
That's why you're coming here, buddy. Because you want to come here. You think it actually hard? You're disgusting men out there.
Please, Norman, come on. We have to get out of here. Somebody's trying to kill us. Bates Motel, 4019 Highway 88. Please hurry, send the police.
Who's trying to kill you? Ma'am, I need you to tell me.
Norman. Norman? You've got to walk. Okay? Now. Stand up. God, nothing's ever been more important in your entire life. Come on. Stand up. Okay. Now we gotta walk.
My head hurts.
I'll tell you as soon as I find my car keys.
Where are we going?
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I'm an idiot! Oh, I'm a total idiot! They're probably in my bedroom. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. We're gonna walk. Get out of the car, Norman.
Your boyfriend, Norma, he was quite the prize.
To go to the hospital.
Honestly, I was so amped up that it didn't even really hurt until just about now. What's the matter with him?
He'll be fine. I called the cops.
Really?
God, what are you gonna tell them?
We're gonna tell them the truth, Norma. I'm done with this. I'm done with the craziness and the stories. I'm gonna tell him everything I know.
You don't know. You don't. You think you do, but you don't know the whole truth. You don't.
What? What don't I know?
Let me tell you what happened that night that Sam died.
We were fighting.
How is it month after month you spend money we don't have on shit we don't need? Is this for more clothes? For the woman who has more clothes than a Park Avenue whore?
Yeah, and you know so much about clothes. Whores? I'll give that to you, but...
What's this $300? You need to refresh your memory.
I bought some curtains.
Oh, good, because it's not like we have curtains. Oh, wait a minute. What are those things hanging down next to the windows?
They're ugly, is what it is. Ugly and old and make the house look cheap.
You saying the house looks cheap?
Yes, I'm saying the house looks cheap because it is cheap. It reeks of cheap. I'm trying to brighten it up.
Well, I'm
what
not paying
that?
For them. Take them back.
I'm not taking them back. You can't just take them back. So, what's the deal? I'll just
fine. It's a week of holiday.
Oh, I know. It's not as glamorous as collecting disability, but...
Say you'll take my back! Say it! Say you'll take my back!
Norman, look at me. Look at me. Oh, my God. Norman. Answer me.
Thank you.
Norman. Norman. Honey, I'm so sorry.
Sam's death was an accident. That's what he believes.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. Maybe it was an isolated incident. All I know is that he's innocent of it. He doesn't know what he was doing, so he needs to be protected. So you can either get out of my way, or you can help me.